21. Sobey found a circle of receptionist booths around the great foyer. He pushed through crowds pouring out and went into one. A contralto voice said, "Punch your name, State Department, and office into the microphone. Wait until the light appears, then state your business. You are reminded that working hours are over, and only emergencies are now handled." Sobey punched, "Sobey Baslam," into the machine, then said, "Exotic Corps." He waited. The tape repeated, "Punch your name, state the department and office into..." It suddenly cut off. A man's voice said,
"Repeat that?"
"Exotic Corps."
"Business?"
"Better check my name in your files." At last another female voice chanted, "Follow the light immediately over your head. Do not lose it." He followed it up escalators, down slideways, and into an unmarked door, where a man not in uniform led him through two more. He faced another man in civilian clothes, who stood up and said,
"Rudbeck of Rudbeck, I am Wing Marshal Smith."
"Sobey Baslam, please, sir, not Rudbeck."
"Names aren't important, but identities are. Mine isn't Smith, but it'll do. I suppose you have identification?"
Sobey produced his ID again.
"You probably have my fingerprints."
"They'll be here in a moment."
"Do you mind supplying them again?"
While Sobey had his prints taken, a print file cart popped out onto the marshal's desk. He put both sets into a comparator. Seemed to pay no attention, but until it flashed green, he spoke only politenesses. Then he said,
"All right. Sobey Baslam. Rudbeck. What can I do for you?"
"Maybe it's what I can do for you."
"So?"
"I came here for two reasons," Sobey stated. "The first is I think I can add something to Colonel Baslam's final report. You know who I mean?"
"I knew him, and admired him very much. Go on."
"The second is, I'd like to go back into the Guard and go X-Corps." Sobey couldn't recall when he had decided this, but he had. Not just Pop's outfit, Pop's own corps. Pop's work. Smith raised his brows.
"So? Rudbeck of Rudbeck?"
"I'm getting that fixed." Sobey sketched rapidly how he must settle his parents' estate, arrange for handling of their affairs. "Then I'm free. I know it's presumptuous of an acting ordnanceman third class. No, I was busted from that. I had a fight. For a boot guardsman to talk about X-Corps, but I think I've got things you could use. I know the people. The free traders, I mean. I speak several languages. I know how to behave in the nine worlds. I've been around a bit, not much, and I'm no astrogator, but I've traveled a little. But besides that, I've seen how Pop, Colonel Baslam worked. Maybe I could do some of it."
"You have to love this work to do it. Lots of times it's nasty. Things a man wouldn't do for his own self-respect if he didn't think it was necessary."
"But I do. I was a slave. You knew that. Maybe it would help if a man knew how a slave feels."
"Perhaps. Though it might make you too emotional. Besides, slave traffic isn't all we are interested in. A man comes here, we don't promise him certain work. He does what he's told. We use him. We usually use him up. Our casualty rate is high."
"I'll do what I'm told. I just happen to be interested in the slave traffic. Why, most people here don't seem to know it exists."
"Most of what we deal in, the public wouldn't believe. Can you expect the people you see around you to take seriously unbelievable stories about faraway places? You must remember that less than 1% of the race ever leaves its various planets of birth."
"Oh, I suppose so. Anyhow, they don't believe it."
"That's not our worst handicap. The Terran hegemony is no empire. It is simply leadership in a loose confederation of planets. The difference between what the Guard could do and what it is allowed to do is very frustrating. If you have come here thinking that you will see slavery abolished in your lifetime, disabuse your mind. Our most optimistic target date is 2 centuries away, and by that time slavery will have broken out in planets not even discovered today. Not a problem to be solved once and for all. A continuing process.
All I want to know is, can I help?
I don't know. Not because you describe yourself as a junior enlisted man. We're all pretty much the same rank in this place. The Exotic Corps is an idea, not an organization chart. I'm not worried about what Thorby Baslam can do. He can do something, even if it's only translating. But Rudbeck of Rudbeck, I wonder.
But I told you I was getting rid of that.
Well, let's wait until you have. By your own statement, you are not presenting yourself for enrollment today. What about the other reason? Something to add to Colonel Baslam's report?
Thorby hesitated. Sir, Colonel Brisby, my CO, told me that Colonel Baslam had proved a connection between the slave trade and some big starship-building outfit.
He told you that?
Yes, sir. You could look it up in Colonel Baslam's report.
I don't need to. Go on.
Well, is it Rudbeck he was talking about? Galactic transport, that is?
Smith considered it. Why ask me if your company is mixed up in slave trade? You tell us.
Thorby frowned. Is there a Galactiview around here?
Down the hall.
May I use it?
Why not?
The wing marshal led him through a private corridor into a conference room dominated by a star-flecked stereo display. It was much the biggest Thorby had ever seen. He had to ask questions. It had complicated controls. Then he got to work. His face puckering with strain, Thorby painted in colored lights amid fairy stars the solid picture he had built in the Galactiview in his office. He did not explain, and the officer watched in silence. Thorby stepped back at last.
That's all I know now.
You missed a few.
The wing marshal added some lights in yellow, some in red, then, working slowly, added half a dozen missing ships.
But that's quite a feat to do from memory, and a remarkable concatenation of ideas. I see you included yourself. Maybe it does help to have a personal interest.
He stepped back.
Well, Baslam, you asked a question. Are you ready to answer it?
I think Galactic Transport is in it up to here. Not everybody, but enough key people. Supplying ships and repairs and fuel. Financing, maybe.
Is all this physically possible otherwise?
You know what they would say if you accused them of slave trading.
Not the trade itself. At least I don't think so.
Connected with it. First they would say that they had never heard of any slave trade, or that it was just a wild rumor. Then they would say that, in any case, they just sell ships. And is a hardware dealer who sells a knife responsible if a husband carves his wife?
The cases aren't parallel.
They wouldn't concede that. They would say that they were not breaking any laws, and even stipulating that there might be slavery somewhere. How can you expect people to get worked up over a possible evil light years away? In which they are correct. You can't expect people to, because they won't.
Then some smarmy, well-dressed character will venture the opinion that slavery, when it existed, was not so bad, because a large part of the population is really happier if they don't have the responsibilities of a free man.
Then he'll add that if they didn't sell ships, someone else would. It's just business.
Thorby thought of nameless little Thorbys out there in the dark, crying hopelessly with fear and loneliness, and hurt, in the reeking holds of slavers. Ships that might be his. One stroke of the lash would change his slimy mind.
Surely. But we've abolished the lash here. Sometimes I wonder if we should have.
He looked at the display.
I'm going to record this. It has facets not yet considered together. Thanks for coming in. If you get more ideas, come in again.
Thorby realized that his notion of joining the Corps had not been taken seriously. Marshal Smith, there's one other thing I might do.
What?
Before I join, if you let me, or maybe after? I don't know how you do such things.
I could go out as Rudbeck of Rudbeck in my own ship and check those places. The red ones. Ours.
Maybe the boss can dig out things that a secret agent would have trouble getting close to.
Maybe. But you know that your father started to make an inspection trip once. He wasn't lucky in it.
Smith scratched his chin. We've never quite accounted for that one. Until you showed up alive, we assumed that it was a natural disaster. A yacht with 3 passengers, a crew of 8, and no cargo doesn't look like worthwhile pickings for bandits in business for profit, and they generally know what they're doing. Thorby was shocked. Are you suggesting that...
I'm not suggesting anything.
But bosses prying in to employees' sidelines have, in other times and places, burned their fingers. And your father was certainly checking.
About the slave trade?
I couldn't guess. Inspecting in that area. I've got to excuse myself. But do come and see me again.
Or phone and someone will come to you.
Marshal Smith, what parts of this, if any, can be talked over with other people?
No, any of it. As long as you don't attribute it to this corps, or to the guard.
But facts as you know them, he shrugged,
who will believe you? Although if you talk to your business associates about your suspicions, you may arouse strong feelings against you personally. Some of those feelings sincere and honest. The others? I wish I knew.
Thorby was so late that Lita was both vexed and bursting with curiosity. But she had to contain it not only because of possible monitoring, but because of an elderly aunt who had called to pay her respects to Rudbeck of Rudbeck and was staying the night. It was not until next day, while examining Aztec relics in the 5th of May Museum, that they were able to talk. Thorby recounted what Garsh had said, then decided to tell more. I looked into rejoining the guard yesterday.
Thor!
I'm not walking out, but I have a reason. The Guard is the only organization trying to put a stop to slave traffic, but that is all the more reason why I can't enlist now. He outlined his suspicions about Rudbeck and the traffic. Her face grew pale.
Thor, that's the most horrible idea I ever heard. I can't believe it.
I'd like to prove it isn't true. But somebody builds their ships. Somebody maintains them. Slavers are not engineers. They're parasites.
I still have trouble believing that there is such a thing as slavery.
He shrugged. 10 lashes will convince anybody.
Thor, you don't mean they whipped you?
I don't remember clearly, but the scars are on my back. She was very quiet on the way home. Thorby saw Garsh once more. Then they headed for the Yukon, in company with the elderly aunt, who had somehow attached herself. Garsh had papers for Thorby to sign and 2 pieces of information.
The first action has to be at Rudbeck, because that was a legal residence of your parents. The other thing is, I did some digging in newspaper files.
Yes?
Your grandfather did give you a healthy block of stock. It was in stories about the hoop to do when you were born. The Boss Journal listed the shares by serial numbers, so we'll hit 'em with that, too, on the same day. Don't want one to tip off the other.
You're the doctor.
But I don't want you and Rudbeck till the clerk shouts, "Oh, yells!" Here's a mail drop you can use to reach me. Even phone through if you have to. And not smartly you set up a way for me to reach you.
Thorby puzzled over that requirement, being hemmed in as he was by bodyguards.
Why don't you, or somebody, a young man maybe, phone my cousin with a code message? People are always phoning her, and most of them are young men. She'll tell me, and I'll find a place to phone back.
Oh, good idea. He'll ask if she knows how many shopping days are left till Christmas. All right. See you in court.
Garsh grinned.
This is gonna be fun, and very, very expensive for you. Goodbye.